Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Who prints more money, Monopoly or the U.S. government? Always enjoyed talking to this guy for many years. Have enjoyed how much fun he is and how insightful he is. And he's not terribly afraid either. Baron Davis has the All Rise Dunk Challenge. You could check it out, dunksociety.com. Social distance enforced. It's a dunk competition. We'll talk to him about that in a second. But, Baron, thank you for making the time for us. I wanted to know the most fun and the least fun you've ever had playing for basketball teams, because I've got a couple of guesses, but I'm curious what you would say to that.
I would say experience has been incredible. Basketball has saved and changed my life. I say the whole journey has been, something for me that more so than a learning experience, it's an opportunity for growth. So I take it, all with a grain of salt, the good and the bad. I think getting drafted, just playing basketball is always like the best feeling in the world. I would say getting injured is probably the worst.
But I would imagine that playing for the Clippers was the least fun that you had. Baron?
What?
Was that silence
confirmed,
on purpose?
Confirmed, Dan. That was a confirmation.
Okay. So what was the most fun? What one team, one season is the most fun you've had?
One is wrong. Like I told you, basketball got its ups and downs. It's got some good spots, some sore spots. What do you want me to say?
I don't want you to say anything other than where it is that you were having the most fun, other than what kind of dog is that? It sounded like a small dog.
It's a shark dog. It's swimming in the water. It's half dog, half shark. I've been breeding them over here in my aquarium.
Huh.
Of course. What kind of dog is it, Baron?
It's a bite reporter dog. Basically, I train my dog bite reporters, and if they see him on the beach, drag him in the ocean, and they'll turn on their shark fins and destroy him.
Baron, what happened to this interview? It started with me saying how much I like talking to you, enjoy talking to you over the years. What happened? What did I do wrong? Why are you sicking your shark dog on me?
Because my dog didn't like the questions you asked.
Okay. What did you want me to ask you about? Dunksociety.com?
I mean, that's what I heard. You can ask me anything, man. You just be prepared for the answers that you're going to get. It's early, man. I haven't walked my dog yet.
What kind of
shark dog?
What kind of dog is it?
Shark dog.
All right. Tell the people what you want to tell them about dunksociety.com.
Since quarantine, I know people have been locked up, and, we have Slick Sports Lifestyle and Culture. We wanted to do something cool for just, the dunkers out there, the athletes out there. So we came up with a dunk challenge, so a virtual dunk contest. We'll be calling on all the dunkers across the country to basically submit dunks. We're going to give away cash prizes. And we just thought it'd be a good way to, spread good social worth, making sure that the dunkers are attached, to a charity or a small business. Just trying to do things, from an entertainment standpoint, from a virtual standpoint, to kind of be more, inclusive to, our sports fans and our sports community. Because, you see, now that the NBA is back, I mean, that helps a lot. But there's still, basketball as a whole, or sports as a whole, it's a lot of weekend warriors and people like that. So we wanted to do something to kind of bring the culture and the community of sports and basketball together and serve a good cause.
All right, I'm going to sink into this because I feel like a prostitute right now. You used our questions to give us nothing. You gave us 3 minutes you came on here to promote. What do you mean no, Stugat?
No, I think in Baron's defense, and I think we're all feeling this, as much as we're loyal to you, Dan, and we love you, You usually, you know, you have someone on, you'll ask the right questions, and then you'll go in worst time in basketball. You know the worst time Baron Davis has ever had playing basketball, and he objected to that question right out of the gate.
But let me explain to you what happened, and I'll explain it.
Actually, you don't. You know why? You're wrong.
Oh.
So you can predict and say whatever you want, but speaking for Baron Davis ain't what you're supposed to be doing.
But I
predicted.
I wasn't speaking for you, Baron. I asked you the question and you didn't answer it. I wasn't speaking for you. I was asking you because I didn't know.
I didn't feel like answering it. You know why? Because you think you know everything, but you don't.
I don't think I know everything. Otherwise, I wouldn't ask questions. I would just tell you what I thought. But honest to God, if I'm being totally honest, I couldn't remember whether you played for those eighth-seeded Warriors or not, because that's what I thought the answer was to the most fun you've ever had. But I couldn't totally remember off the top of my head whether you were the point guard on that team. That's what happened.
I would say the best time I had, like I said, is when I got drafted. Basketball has ups and downs. You know what I mean? There's some good times and some bad times. But, I mean, what you think would be my worst moment is probably not my worst moment. And when I asked the question, I did answer your question. I said I got hurt. I said that was the worst moment.
Oh,
but okay. You failed to clean out the wax in your ears and hear what I was saying. So...
Now back to Dan's defense, Baron. We did not hear that.
No, well, hold on a second, though. I do not appreciate being accused of dirty ears, Baron Davis. I don't appreciate that. You clean the wax out of your ears.
Hairy ears. That was my.
You clean the hair out of your ears. You have hair in your ears, Baron Davis.
I'm more of like an earwax guy.
Another segment? You want to do another segment?
Talk about Nate.
Billy, what happened? Billy, why did you fall? Why did your hands fall into your face? Baron, you want to do the rest of the show with us today? You want to do the show with us until 1 o'clock Eastern?
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go walk my dog, and I gotta go take him to the ocean and surf him.
That's right, because you got a shark.
I'm
dog.
Here.
All right. Let's call him back while he's walking his shark dog. We're gonna call him back. Thank you, Baron, for being on with us. All right, we're gonna call you back. Yes,
we're gonna call you back.
I'll be here all day.
All right. Yes,
all
great.
Right. I'll be here all day.
Can't wait for this. The next hour, ladies and gentlemen, 1 hour straight with co-host Baron Davis and his shark dog coming up next.
Show me the money.
Way to turn that one around, Dano.
I hope the audience enjoyed that as much as I did. I really do.
My stomach hurts.
Never wish that you were going on vacation more, but it seems that we finally ran out of those days.
I look forward to what this sounds like. I've got all sorts of questions for Baron Davis. I usually enjoy talking to him.
Oh, God.
He's not coming back, Dan.
The feeling's not mutual.
Advance Auto Parts. Come on, let's sink into just how bad it can be. Let's sink into, we'll throw a dollop of Cody into the mix and boom. Come on, we got to sink into this.
Well, I'm just wondering where that ranks among your all-time finest interviews.
That's the worst interview I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I want it to continue for 45 more minutes. Let's see if we can rescue it. Let's dig the hole deeper. Let's see if he'll come on with us and spend the whole hour with it.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour, and our Best of Podcast on Demand in the ESPN app. I suggest going to the top of the noon hour. Oh, boy.
Yes. Chris Cody, why have you been shouting here? Our co-host, Baron Davis, is about to rejoin us. But Stugatz, finish up here so I can ask Cody something.
And subscribe to the Levitard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts. Greg Cody giving the Straight Talk is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Chris, why were you shouting, "I feel so alive" during the break?
Man, that interview got the juices flowing, Dan. My God, my heart was racing. At one point, the hairs were standing up on my arms. Man, did he hate you.
Okay, I don't think he hates me. No, I think, Baron, I did not have answers to the question. That's, Baron, you.
I don't hate Dan. I do not hate Dan. I don't hate Dan. I don't hate. I don't hate anyone. That's not true. I don't hate anyone.
But, Baron, I got to be honest, it was so uncomfortable, and I felt the hatred. A weird thing happened where I got a leg cramp during that interview. It was odd.
Yeah, no, that's okay. All right. That's okay. That was the whole point. That was the point, to make you feel, you know, to make you feel a certain way. So it wasn't hate. It was just make you uncomfortable, Dan, because you're very good at making people uncomfortable and then making them comfortable, right? So, as your co-host, I figure I come with a different style.
A good teammate, I mean? A good like teammate. That. Like, I imagine it was a lot of fun to have Steven Jackson on those fun 8-seeded Warrior teams. Like, that's really, I wasn't trying to lead you to the bad Clipper stuff. I was trying to lead you to the fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, life is good. Everything is fine. I would say even playing with the Clippers, there were some definitely some fun moments and some fun times. I think everywhere I went, because it was more about, like, you know, when you peel back the layers, it's about the relationships you make with your teammates. You know what I mean? And a lot of these dudes are now, like, in their 13th, 14th, 15th year. Right, and I remember when they were rookies, you know, 15 years ago. So I think that it's the relationships, right? It's some of the people, it's some of the coaches, and you know. But all in all, it's like this game, man. It do so much for us, like, you know, just with the WNBA coming back and the NBA coming back. You know, it got my spirits, it got my juices going.
Monta Ellis used to say about you that nobody ever wanted to bet you that you wouldn't do something. He says you're the funniest teammate he's ever had. What kind of lengths would you go to in order to win a bet?
What kind of length would I go to win a bet? I would say I'm not too much like a gambler. I'm more like a prankster, more like a jokester. That's kind of like more my thing.
So what were right? so give us the greatest example of you getting.
Dan, I would invite you to lunch when you come to LA when quarantine is over. I would invite you to lunch, Dan, and we'd be sitting there having an incredible lunch somewhere in a nice restaurant on the West Side, you know, talking sports. And then all of a sudden, dude, it would be these 6'5" dudes with tattoos on their face. And I would have them come to the table like they come in to jack me up. And I'd be like, Dan, you got to help me. That's my type of comedy. That's my type of comedy. You think the hair on your arms is going to stand up?
Yeah, he likes making it awkward. Dunksociety.com. Again, Baron Davis, All Rise Dunk Challenge. It's a global socially distanced dunk competition.
Baron, just so you know, Dan would run so fast from that scenario and make your head spin.
Oh, my God. No, I would say, Dan, if I were you, I would hide under the table right now, dude, so they know you're not with me.
Hey, a couple of matches cutting it up.
See? We went from uncomfortable to comfortable. A successful interview after the single worst half of interview I've ever done in my life. Thank you, Baron.
Come on, man. We in this together, man. You know. You gotta watch my show on Hulu. I think if it's still on Hulu, if they ain't kicked me off, I got a show on Hulu. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, but, you know, for a black person and an athlete, I would be the Baron Davis version of Larry David. Yeah, but check it. Yeah, we got a show. It's on Hulu. It's called WTF.
Hold on, Baron, you did it to me again. We were doing the interview our way, and then you got in there and you started doing your plugs again.
Hey, he's your co-host.
Like, yeah,
come on,
look, man. Look. Look, if I don't plug me, y'all not gonna do a good job, man. You know what I mean? So as the co-host, I want to make sure that, you know, people know what I'm doing.
All right, so hold on, Stugatz. Do I fire him?
Doing some social distance churching this Sunday. I have a lot on Olympic and. I forget the street, but I'm having
Baron, no, turn his microphone down for a second. Roy, turn his microphone down. Do I fire him or do I bring him back for another segment?
I think we bring him back for another segment. I have questions about Baron walking his dog. Right. He's your co-host. You
committed
to it.
Cody, are you okay? You okay with it? Baron Davis is stealing your time. Do I fire him or do I bring him back to co-host another segment?
Bring him back, Jack.
All right, yeah. Baron Davis, co-host some more next.
So the crew is excited here because now we're just doing the show around Baron Davis. He has hijacked our show to do promotions for things that he thinks might still be on Hulu, but he's not totally sure. And also he's got the All Rise Dunk Challenge. That is a global socially distanced dunk competition. If you want more information, visit dunksociety.com. So how are we feeling here? We were 0-for-1 in the first segment with Baron Davis, but did we rebound, Stugatz, in the second segment? Are we now 1-1 in segments with Baron Davis?
I think we are. Well, yeah, I think in Baron's mind, he is 2-0. But yes, I think as a show, we are certainly 1-1. Baron set out to do what he wanted to do, and that's make you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, so. That is correct. See, this is the thing, though. What I never found this guy to be concealed, Stugatz. Like, if he doesn't like your question, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the barking shark dog and then the awkward silences. And furthermore, if you're trying to lead him somewhere that he doesn't want to go, which is what he was suspicious of there, did you have a bad experience with the media, Baron? Seriously, I ask you this question just because I remember you came into the league like super happy and it was a fun thing for you. Did the journalists get in the way of that?
Actually, I have great relationships with journalists. It's just the ones that are terrible, they're really bad. I have great relationships with journalists. You know, one, as a writer myself, I just finished my movie. I just directed a movie.
He's good.
I co-wrote it. And I co-wrote it, right? And so...
Where can people get that movie? Tell me more about the movie, please.
It's called Domino. It's called Domino Battle of the Bones. I did that, pre-COVID last year. Directed my first movie. And so as a writer, right, this is my point. So as a writer, I like writers. I like reporters. I just don't like the reporters who are like, don't know what to say. It's like, hey, you're fishing for, low-hanging fruit, right? But then when I read the articles, I don't respect their writing, right? So I'm like, damn, you went to college to write that? That is like my eight-year-old nephew can read that. You know what I mean? Where's the sophistication? Where are the metaphors? It's like, I don't know. Maybe I guess that's the job of a writer, to just really just write about what happened in its blandest form. So I have beautiful writers.
Listen, name one and feel free to plug something afterwards. Go ahead. I mean, name a writer, please.
I mean, if I knew their name, right, I would shout them out. But I don't, because I don't read their articles. I don't read their articles. But,
Baron Davis with us on ESPN Radio.
But in all honesty, I created a platform called Slick, Sports, Lifestyle, and Culture. And the goal was for athletes who went to college, right, and athletes who went to college who love the game, who love the sport, that don't want to ridicule players, right, and want to find incredible op-eds, you know what I mean, opportunities to, like, write about the beauty of the sport, the lifestyle, about, like, you know, just all the great aspects of, you know, just the athlete. So we created a platform, and now we have, you know, writers, you know, real writers, even athletes who write. And I'm telling you, man, they're so much better than these guys that have graduated with, like, 10 or 12 years of experience. And it's like, what a joy, right? What a joy when we can actually, you know, have our own outlet, right? And then be able to do things like this as well.
What is the name? What is the name? Yeah, to have ownership over your own thing. What is the name of that website again? I didn't catch it the first time because it's your fifth straight promo in this interview.
Sorry, Slick Sports, S-L-I-C sports.com.
All right, now let's make, hold on, Barron, can we make a trade? I'd like to make a trade because there's a question I've been wanting to ask you, and now the way this is going, it's probably going to be a sensitive question, but I have plugged everything that you have here. The All Rise Dunk Challenge, again, that's a global socially distanced dunk competition. Go if you want more information. You're welcome. dunksociety.com. But in exchange for that, can you do the interview my greasy media way, okay? Because when I heard that you and Laura Dern were dating, I thought to myself, what a fascinating couple. Both of them are hugely interesting. Laura Dern's choices.
I'm going to answer that. But I want to ask you a question. Are you married, Dan?
I just got married recently. Yes, sir.
Congratulations. What is her name?
Valerie.
Valerie, how long have you guys been together?
About 3.5-4 years.
Oh boy.
Got it. So, you know, when you guys were...
No, I know what you're doing here, Baron Davis. You're going to flip it around on me.
I'm not doing anything. I promise.
No, I can feel it.
Trust your co-host, man.
I'm trying to draw parallels, right? I'm trying to draw parallels to feelings, right? Because you're famous too, right?
Sort of. It's invasive. I won't dispute it. As performance art, what you just did there was nice, but you also didn't answer my question.
Oh, you didn't ask the question. I cut you off before you asked the question. So now, Dan, you got to ask me another question. Because, see, you keep saying you're asking questions, but I give you answers, and you're not really asking questions. You're making comments. You're making statements, which is smart. Which is really, really smart, you know, because that's why you're one of the best interviewers, you know, west of the Mississippi.
I think what Barron is saying is stop skating around the issues and just ask what you want to ask. I mean, that's it.
I just thought to myself, wow, what an interesting couple, because the two of them are different.
I mean, that was and then when you think about stuff like, when you think about stuff that is like what's present, and then also things that like happened like years and years ago, it's like, as an interviewer, right? And I know, Dan, because you know this, you're so experienced. Like, you don't want to harp on the past, because then it make you look like you're not in tune. You know what I mean? And so, right now, what I will tell you is, you know, I'm single. You know what I mean? I'm single. Quarantine has been good for me. I actually, you know, did some self-reflecting, and, you know, I bought a bunch of teddy bears. So, you know, for me, I sleep with a big, giant teddy bear. And I've just been trying to, like, you know, renegotiate my values, self-values and my self-worth, right? So trying to find the kid inside.
Guys, bring him back for one more segment. Barron Davis, do we close it out with Barron Davis? I don't even need to ask, right? We have to do this. All right, we close out the week by opening the club with Barron Davis.
Show me the money.
DraftKings, people, if you want to make money, Chris, no one's left, right? Chris, no one's left. No, they're just sitting there waiting. What's the next awkward thing that's going to happen? Where's the train wreck? This show feels dangerous right now because you don't know if me and him are going to fight. We don't know where this ends.
I got another muscle cramp. I mean,
I know, right?
So alive.
So, yes, right? Yes. We're going to open up the club around this dude in the next segment. How many things is he going to plug?
I don't know. Hopefully, at least five more. He's so good at it.
He is good at it. So, Stugatz, can you help me out here? Normally, at the end of the week, we send people into happy hour by opening up the club on the West Coast for Baron Davis. It's 9:48 in the morning, too early to be drinking, but we're opening up the club. He is here. He is co-hosting with us. We have had an uneven journey that I believe to be Baron Davis is an actor. He's a writer. I believe that
amazing.
This has been performance
incredible.
Art. Performance art. What you have done in terms of disrespecting this interview and turning it into this is how athletes should be interviewed versus we're gonna abide by your media construct. And I'm gonna promote every single thing I have here. So let's do that now, Stugatz.
I think Baron should probably. Right,
yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for the compliment.
you made the show. I mean, it's been great. I think we just do the show. We open up the club. We close out the week the way we always close out the week. And just let every, few seconds, let Baron promote whatever Baron feels like promoting. He has earned it, my friend.
All right, this is how we will close out the show then. Let's go ahead and open up the club. And Baron Davis, at some point, we will turn down the music slightly so you can promote stuff. Let's do it.
Hey man, what's up? I founded a company called You Wish.
Hold on, Baron. I'm at the bar.
Talking to somebody. Y'all interrupting me right now. I'm getting my bitch together. All right, go ahead. Carry on. All right, go ahead. Let's start over.
All right, let's start the whole thing over with Baron Davis. Hold on a second. Let's go back for a second. We'll re-queue it up. All right. Yes, Baron, it'll just be a sound or two, and then you can promote the thing that you've got to promote. Just let us get to our show around you.
Okay, thank you.
Roy, what's the first sound in the club?
Ron, why has no one trained a dolphin to be a quarterback?
Because football isn't played in the water.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the kind of astute analysis only Billy Gill can give you. Give me another sound.
I'm just DB from the block. I used to have a little, but now I have a lot. But no matter where I go, Dan, I know where I came from.
That was Dallas Braden scorching A-Rod. Go ahead, Baron Davis. What are you plugging?
I was going to plug Sunday on my lot. I have a vacant lot on Olympic. I'm doing I'm having a puppet church. Church for Puppets, my puppet show, and service for the puppet show is, I want to say, 8:30 to 11:30. And then we have another one that's more interactive where you can actually be a puppet. 1 to 4. And, we're just going to be sharing good news and creating incredible energy. I kind of got the vibe from Kanye when he was doing his Sunday service.
Yes. Said,
but nobody's done A puppet show.
Right? Baron Davis puppet show. All right, where can people get more information on the Baron Davis puppet show on Olympic?
Don't worry about that. That was more like membership only, so I would have to literally invite you.
Okay.
Sometimes it's like,
wait, so many people? Yeah.
We can only hold like 10,000 people, and sometimes it's just like, man, I can't do it. Yeah, it's hard.
All right, so you're plugging something that's already...
Make sure I let everybody
so
in.
The puppet show is sold out. All right, let's play another clip here.
When Valerie wants a bright blue suit, Valerie gets a bright blue suit.
That's right, Baron Davis, with your invasive questions probing my journalistic soul. I wore an electric blue suit to my wedding. Why? Because my wife wanted me to. What's the next sound in the club?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Awful.
Next sound.
He cost him the game last night.
Although they won the game. Had they lost, I'm telling you, it would have been on LaMarcus Aldridge. And the only reason it's not is because they won the game. Otherwise, San Antonio would be crushing him today. And I'm still going to crush him, even though they won.
What else do you have to promote, Baron Davis?
I do have to promote. I have a multicultural storytelling platform called You Wish. I trademarked Black Santa, as you all know, to create more positive black superheroes and storytelling. And so we will be launching this company this coming winter, and we'll have basically our version of The Night Before Christmas, just toys, things like that. So we've been doing a lot of scholarship giveaways for kids in the inner city, just underprivileged kids, doing a lot of things to promote change and also give people some spirit in life, especially during quarantine.
Baron, we are out of time, unfortunately. First of all, I need to talk to you on Monday, okay? We're going to call you on Monday. Yeah. We want to do more of this. I did not have the show ending this week with "I trademarked Black Santa." Like, that's yeah. Yeah, I've got more questions.
BlackSanta.com.
But Baron, we'll talk to you on Monday, right?
We'll talk to you on Monday, Baron. Thank
Monday.
You.
Monday.
All right, see you guys.
All right. All right, have a good weekend.
It's a shark dog. It's swimming in the water.